Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number Tav Samach Aleph, 461, as we continue here in Parshas Re'eh, in the pasuk relating to Mesis, says the Torah again. We are now up to the last phrase in the pasuk. Lo sovelo, we cannot love him. Velo sishmei love, and we're not allowed to remove the hatred for him from our hearts. Velo sachos eincha alav, and we are not allowed to have a compassionate eye on him, this person who tries to get me to do avodah zarah. Velo sachmol, and we are not allowed to be melamed schus on him. That was yesterday's mitzvah. Velo sachase alav. And we are not allowed to be mechasa upon him to try to cover something up. Rashi says, what is velo sechasa alav coming to teach me? Imata yodea lo chova incha rasha ilish tok. As we said yesterday, the mitzvah was lo sahapich b'schusa. We shouldn't try to find a schus, something positive about him. But here we have the opposite, that if I know something, a chova, I have to mention it. Even though usually that is not done once somebody is on the road to Zechus. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo yishto kamusas midolamid chova al hamesis. The one who is seduced, the one who is being convinced, or was tried to be convinced to do avodah zarah, so he shall not hold himself back from being malamid chova on the mesis. Shelo yachrish hamusas milamid chova al hamesis. Aval yilamda alav. But he should say it. He should speak up. As Chazal say, again, each of these Averos are exact contrast to by all other Jews, meaning, but not this person. But not this person. But not this person. All of them, as we have said, but not this person. So here too, Lo sechasa alav usually means don't be malamid chova, but here you have to. Beferish lo sechasa, imatal yodea lo chova, iata rashay lishtok. Again, an interesting message being that sometimes we have to speak up. Even though the Mishnah said at the beginning of Perkei Avos, lo matzasi guf tov yosem mishtika, there's nothing better than being quiet, and most of the time that the best midah is being quiet, being a shoseik, but this mitzvah says that sometimes there's a mitzvah, and one has to speak up, and if not, one violates. Kolin yonakama b'chavar se'ah, this mitzvah, which is the, if you're keeping track, number 5 out of 6 related to Mesis, this is the same idea as the other mitzvahs that we spoke about in terms of dealing with somebody who is getting others to do avodah zarah. Remember yesterday we mentioned a couple of examples where poskim use the term mesis even outside of actual avodah zarah. We spoke about Rav Moshe's shuvas relating to the conservative and the reform. We spoke about Rav Moshe's shuvas relating to somebody inviting somebody who's going to drive on Shabbos to their house. But there is, I didn't get to mention it, there is an important chazonish in this whole sugya. Whenever one speaks about dealing with Jews who are not yet from, so says the Chazon Ish in a well-known passage in Hilchos Shechita, V'nireh. The Chazon Ish is explaining the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, which discusses various times when I don't have to save a fellow Jew. 99% of the time I have to do what I can to save a fellow Jew. But as we learned yesterday, 2 days ago, when it comes to a mesis, those halachas don't apply. Somebody who is such a pernicious nature they bring to the world, we just have to get rid of them as quickly as possible. So the Chazon Ish always notes, or this Chazon Ish is always quoted as saying, "V'nira de'ein zeh moridin ela bizman shehashgachaso yisbarak luya." All of these halachas of mesis, of letting them people, you know, fall into the dangerous situation is only when there is open hashkachas Hashem. Kemo bizman shayu nisim mitsuyin umishamish baskol, when there was a Sanhedrin, when there were nisim, when everybody knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vitzadike adar tachas hashkacha pratis haniris lein kol. V'yakofrim, and those, if I deny God when there is a Sanhedrin, when there are 10 nisim that happen in the Beis HaMikdash every day, in that type of world, that's when I deny God, that's undermining. I should know better. The Az Hayabir Rishayim Gidro Shel Olam Shakol Yadu Ki Adachas Adar may be pure honest Olam. In that type of world, society, so then distancing ourselves away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a pure honest, and therefore we have to get rid of these people. But in our day and age, says the Chazon Ish, Bizman Hahelam Shenichrasa Ha'emunam in Dalas Ha'am, where there are so many people that don't believe, and there are so many people that are off the proper derech, Ein B'maisa Rada Geder Apirtsa. Says the Chazon Ish in this context, distancing people and making them feel like what we really think about their emuna and their hashkafa, Doing that wouldn't close the pirtza. Ela hosafas a pirtza. It would cause even more distance to be created. Sheyu beinam kamaisa shchasav aleimus chas v'shalom. It'll be a chil Hashem. V'kivan shekol atzmino l'sakin. And since all these halachas about how do you behave with a, what we would call a non-believer, has to do with ultimately bringing more Kiddush Hashem into the world. In our day and age, most of the time, says the Chazon Ish, we have to, instead of moridin v'lo malin, instead of throwing them down, so to speak, aleinu lahachziram ba'avosos ha'ahava, we have to bring them back with ropes of love. Ulahamidam bekaren or b'mashi b'dinu magas. We have to do whatever we can to bring them back. This is the Chazon Ish in dealing with Mesis and other issues as well. A very similar comment we mentioned in the past from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama quotes, that if I know that somebody is not going to make hamotzi on a piece of bread, so I'm not allowed to give them the bread. With the Iver lo sitin mirshol, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, says the Rama, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, right, in 500 years after the Rama, Shlomo Zalman says, in our day and age, it's lifnei iver, just the opposite. If I don't give them the bread, that's lifnei iver. Because the whole purpose of lifnei iver is, I'm going to facilitate somebody doing an aveira. But if I don't give them the bread, that'll be a worse aveira, because then they'll reject Torah Judaism, and they'll reject me, and they'll reject everything, and that'll lead them even more away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the exact same goal is trying to be achieved by the Rama and Rav Shlomo Zalman, but the opposite mechanism is required by halacha in our day and age, similar to what the Chazon Ish says, that most of the Tinok Shenishpas that are around today, one has to act differently with them. Good, let's continue. Umei rov azharas ela alamesis, from, as you see, says the Sefer HaChinuch, being that this is the fifth azhar in a row, five losases having to do with the mesis. Yesh li lohavin shem mutter vega mitzvah in lasanos gamkein. Afilo harishayim b'shar averus. We have to realize, we have to, again, maybe not hate the person, but hate what the person is doing and stay away from them as much as we can. If somebody's reached the level of a mesis, somebody who basically tshuva is not a possibility anymore in the olam hateva, then we just have to cut ourselves off from them and realize that they are bringing down our state and we're bringing down the state of the world. And therefore, we have to deal with them in an appropriate fashion. Says the Zevra, lo yishmu l'kol morim, they don't listen to anybody, avo yavuzu divrayem, v'olam lamdim lo yatu ozen. Good. Now, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch has an important ha'ara in Oz Beis, where he says, this Isser, the Isser of being malamid, of not being malamid chova, which means I have to be malamid chova if I have something negative to say, says the Minchas Chinuch, dafka im ein ha-musas eid badavar. It must be, this Isser is on the musas, the one that is getting seduced to do avodah zarah, but it only applies if the musas is not the aid. Meaning there are two separate witnesses that are saying that this person tried to get the other person to do avodah zarah. So if there are separate aidim, so then the one that was involved in the case, the musas, he has an obligation to bring chovos to the bezdin. But if the musas is the aid, is the witness, says the Minchas Chinuch turning over, so then it's Aser. Then the Musas cannot, because as we know, there's a separate mitzvah. We mentioned back 50 mitzvahs ago, mitzvah Tav Yud Aleph. There's an Isser for an aid to be Malamis Chusar Chova. Witnesses are in court to tell us what happened. It's not their job to start giving svaras. Well, I think he should be Chayev. I think he should be Pater. All they do is to tell us, we saw Reuven eat a piece of not kosher. He had a warning and ate a piece of not kosher. That's all the witnesses are allowed to do. They're not allowed to do any more than that. Anything more than that, other people, Bezdin, start saying, Svariz, logic, does he have an excuse? But that's all outside of Edim. Edim are not allowed. And that's what we discussed back earlier in the mitzvah of, that we had earlier, Taf Yud Aleph, all the way at the end of Sefer Bamidbar in Maaseh, that an aid cannot do more than he is supposed to do. De Eid HaMeir, and now says the Minchas Chinuch, Aser Lomar Hein Chov Orzchus, over Belavis, and this is Daraisa, as we mentioned earlier. V'yim Kain, says the Minchas Chinuch, 1 minute, let's think about this for a minute, and this is what we're going to focus on. Minchas Chinuch says, there's an Iser Daraisa for a witness to test, to do more than just say what he saw. More than just the testimonies. Issur for him to be melamid zchus or chova. But on the other hand, we have today's issur that you're not allowed to withhold chovos. If you have something bad to say about a mesis, you're not allowed to withhold that. So we have two isurim that are kind of clashing here. We have a witness that wants to, that's not allowed to do more. We have this isur that you have to do more. Says the Menachas Chinuch, it's better to, in quotes, violate today's mitzvah by not doing something than violating the other mitzvah by doing something. And that is, even though you're right, you know, you should be melamid chova, but you know what? You're an aide. And there's an isser for an aide to act more than he's supposed to do. And that's the important principle. The Minchas Chinuch here says, mutzer lav or lav, b'sheva al taseh, lishtok. It's better to violate an isser passively by being quiet, milav or alav b'kum v'aseh, than to violate alav b'kum v'aseh, di'im yomar chov over gamkin alav. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, these two come into a clash. So if the Musas is not an aid, no problem. But if the Musas is the aid, I think, says the Minchas Chinuch, better to violate an Aveira b'sheva al taseh than to violate an Aveira b'kum v'aseh. So, there is what to talk about here, relating to issues of Eidos and Kum V'aseh Sheva Al Taseh. Let's just mention a couple of ideas. First of all, he's talking about Eidos. This I think we mentioned before, but it's important to come back to. When we say that we don't trust one aid for most things, two aidim, need two witnesses, why do we trust two aidim? Apishneidim Yachum Davar. Why is it? So says the Rambam. The Rambam says there's no reason why we should believe that two aidim are telling the truth more than one person is telling the truth. Right? Every person has a cheskas kashrus. But why do we believe two and not one? The Rambam says, gzeiras hakasuv. The society has to function somehow. So the Torah said, trust two witnesses. But we don't know for sure that they're telling the truth. Says the Rambam, just in case we didn't think he was serious. He says it in two prakim, one after another. The Rambam says, in Ilchas Yesodi HaTorah, in Perek Zion, the Rambam there is talking about a Navi. How do you know if a Navi is telling the truth? So the Rambam goes through. If he's a tzaddik and a chacham, and he deserves to be a Navi, and he's a gadol ador, and he says he has nevuah, and he's not telling us to do any averas, then you trust him, and he does certain signs, then you trust him. You don't know for sure. But the Rambam says, this is what the Torah says to do. Ho'o v'adam gadolhu v'chacham v'ra'ui l'nevuah ma'amid d'noso acheskaso. You're ma'amid him on his chazakah. Shebekach nitztavinu. This is what we're commanded to do. To trust a Navi MS. Kimo shenitztavinu lachtoch adin al pishnei edim ksherim. Just like we're told to carry out justice based on two witnesses. V'yavo b'she'efsha she'idu b'sheker. It could be the two witnesses are lying, even though we cross-examine them. But still, ho'ov v'ksher me'em etzleinu ma'amidu nosad ha'kashrusam. That's the Rambam in the end of Perek Zion. In Perek Ches, he says the same thing. He says the reason, he says we trust witnesses based on a gzeiras ha'kasev. Nimseis omer. He says towards the end, I'm not going to read it again, but he says, Kavosha Sivan alachtoch adarva pishneidim ava bishayinon yodim im emesei iduim sheker. So that is the Rambam in two formulations. The reason we trust witnesses is not because we think they're telling the truth for sure, but this is what the Torah told us to do, Xeris HaKasif. You don't get that impression from other sources. Rabbi Elchanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aris, in Yevamos, in Simen, Samach Gimel, he has a very different formulation. There he discusses, why is it, Vitzorach Lahavin, he's discussing a problem. He said the context there in Yevamos is talking about a case where we would trust even one witness. We know in the second half of Yevamos, it talks all about Eidos Isha, a woman whose husband went out. We don't know what happened. So there are certain times that we would trust one witness. Certain cases where normally we wouldn't, though we would. So Rabbi Chanan there says, even in cases where we're allowed to trust one witness, that doesn't mean it's the same exact concept as when we have two witnesses. It's very different. Okay, Nira Mizeh. The Yeshchilik Beinem is a very important Rabbi Chanan. Again, it's in Sama Gimel Gimel. Yeshchilik Beinemonis Eidechel and Emonis Shnayim. There's a difference between cases where we would trust, in quotes, one witness versus two. The Shnayim Mivarin as Hamaisa Birur Gomor. When two people tell us what happened, we know it happened. Unless we know otherwise, we know it happened. The Alkain, and that's why Lo Mahani Tainas Bari Negdon. If somebody comes and has a Vadai claim against them, they're not going to win. Mishum Debaru Lanashu Meshaker. If there's anything against witnesses, witnesses win. Because witnesses do what we call Birur. Avo Be'ed Echad. Afil Mamakam Shu Neman. Sometimes we trust one witness. Like for Eidos Isha. Does that mean that we know exactly what happened? No. Says Rabbi Chanan, the halacha says we're allowed to go by what he's saying, not because we know vada that's what happened, but because, you know, the halacha says you're allowed to go by what he says. Ein lanu birur lamaisa, ela sheyish lismach al dvarav, le'inyan sheyitzarach lachush l'tzad hasafek. You don't have to assume there's a doubt here anymore, but you don't know it's a din vadai. And therefore, if somebody comes with a tainus bari against this one witness, maybe he could win. And he says that's why, quoting a Ramban, one witness will never be mechayev you a karban. A one witness will be mechayev you a shvua in certain cases, but it'll never be mechayev you a karban. Why? For karban, you need a yediyah vada'is. You need a birur. You need clarity. You need to know. One witness will never make you know. It will tell you how to act, but that you know for sure, that's only two witnesses. And he says that also similar to certain halachas of Avelus, right, only applies if there are two witnesses because you need a yediyah. That's Rabbi Chanan, but again, that's a very different formulation than the Rambam. But that is number one in terms of Eidus. Why do we trust two witnesses? Is it because it's a birur, or it's because this is what the Torah just says to do? Number one. Number two, the other issue that's brought up here, and then maybe we'll get back to other Eidus issues at this time, and that is, what did the Minchas Chinuch say? It's better to violate an Avera passively than actively. It's better to violate. Most Averos are active. Here, you have an unusual case. Our Isser. You're not allowed to withhold negative testimony or negative ideas about emesis. So, violating is not doing. That's very unusual. We have another one we discussed 2 days ago. Lo Samad Adam Reacha. If I don't save my friend who's drowning, I get an Avera. And again, an Aver B'Sheva Altasa. But he says, as there are many sources that back him up, passive violation is better than active violation. What's the source for this Minchas Chinuch? Probably the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos daf Pei Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara there is talking about the Tzadik Amid Beis. It's talking about the power of the rabbis. We know the Rabbanan have the power to knock out mitzvos or sometimes even Averos. So the Gemara says, where do they get this? They can just knock out Shofar. They can knock out Lulav. How do they do that? So the Gemara says, Sheval Tasa Shiny. They're allowed to passively tell you not to do a mitzvah. They can't, in general, actively tell you to do an Avera. That's the Rabbanan. Once in a while, you see it. Elio at Har HaKarmel, he told them to bring a karban at the time of the Isser Bamos. So that's right, Horasha for one moment in time. So then maybe there's a difference. But that's the rule of the Gemara. The Gemara says Sheva Al Taseh is better than Kumbase. Tosfos there says, but 1 minute. There was a takana in the time of the Gemara. In the time of the Gemara, there were some shady sellers of fake treles. Right, people sold something that they said was tcheles, but really it was what was called kala de Elon, which was fake tcheles. And the problem is, on a d'oraisa level, when you wear tcheles on your tzitzis, you're allowed to have woolen strings and a linen garment. The problem is, you're only allowed to have that shatnez, wool and linen together, if you're fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis with tcheles. Then it's asi d'chalos asay. But many people were wearing it, they thought it was tcheles, it wasn't, so they were just violating shatnez. So you know what the rabbi said? When you wear a linen garment, you do not have to put tzitzis on it. Wow! You could wear a four-quarter garment without tzitzis. Ask Tosfos. Our Gemara says that they only have the power to tell Jews not to do something. Sheval Tase, isn't this an active violation? Having a Jew wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? So says Tosfos, no. Achidish, when does the chiyuv of tzitzis kick in? Only after you're wearing the baged. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos right here in Yevamos Daf Tzadi. Once you put a four-quarter garment on, now you have a chiyuv of tzitzis. So then it's Sheval Tasa already once you have it on. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. Where does this come up, Lamaisa? When do we make a bracha when we put on our tzitzis? So Pashas, the Shulchan Aruch, and most others say we make a bracha before you hold it over your head, you talis katan, you make the bracha, then you put it on. There's a chayyadam. The chayyadam says in Ilchas Tzitzis, well, Tosfos here says the mitzvah is only after you put it on. So I think, says the chayyadam, you put on your tzitzis first, then you make the bracha. Because that's when the chiyuv of tzitzis kicks in. The minhag olam is against the chayyadam. But chayyadam paskins and quotes like our like our Tosas. But that's one context where we get this principle from of Sheva Tasa versus Kumbase. Where else does this come up? There's a very interesting discussion. Again, all of his discussions are interesting. From Rav Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov, he has 20 different examples, 25 examples to be exact. Kedarko Bakodesh, this is his question. Iribui hakamut machria ha'echut. If a larger quantity beats out a lesser quality. What does that mean? Usually quality, if I have two things, if something has a higher quality, that wins out in halacha. If something is qualitatively better than the other thing. But what if the lesser in quality is more? If you have a larger quantity of the lesser quality, does that win in halacha? So where does that come up? So for example, he quotes the Ran, the first source he quotes. The Ran says, let's say on Shabbos, there's a chola sheyesh bo sakana. A chola sheyesh bo sakana, somebody's life's in danger, he has to eat a piece of meat. Is it better? You have treif meat that's already cut up. Is it better for him to eat the treif meat? Or are you allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos in order to get him kosher meat? What do you do? Says the Ran, you shecht an animal and get him kosher meat. Even though eating nevela is only an isser lav, and shechting on Shabbos is an isser skila. It doesn't matter, says the Ran, because the isser lav of eating, every bite that you take, you're doing an aveira. Shechita, boom, one aveira, and then you're done. What do you see from there, says Rav Yosef Engel? The more quantity, even though it's lesser quality of an aveira, more quantity beats out quality. So he gives many examples to this. But what does this have to do with us? The one example that he gives is a Gemara in Ervin. We know there's an Issa Durabanan to climb a tree on Shabbos and to use a tree on Shabbos. What happens if somebody's up in a tree on Shabbos? So what does one do? Climbing down a tree is using the tree actively. Staying up in the tree is using the tree every second of the rest of Shabbos. The Gemara says climb down. Why climb down? That's active. And staying in the tree is passive. The answer is because every second that you're up in the tree, you're using the tree. And that's much more quantitatively than the one-time aveira of coming down. But there are many examples of this. He says maybe that's what Avram Avinu was also scared of. Avram Avinu, remember when he comes to Mitzrayim, he's worried about murder more than he's worried about Gili Arayis. Why is that? So he explains, because murder in Mitzrayim would have killed for 1 minute. But to be Mizana every time with an Eishes Ish, that they wouldn't do. They were more worried about many Aveiras than for one Aveir. But this again is goes along with with this discussion of comparing Sheva Al Tasa Kumbase. So generally, obviously, it's worse. Kumbase, an active Aveira. But what we just added from Rabbi Yosef Engel is that if there's a lot of passive Aveiras versus a few Kumbase Aveiras active, so maybe the Sheva Al Tasa ones would be worse in that case because of the quantity. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll get to the last mitzvah related to Mesas.